ready for this.
Let's do this now!
It's the Fox Fantasy Freaks.
Into the end zone! Touchdown!
Lundy.
I am your lead freak. My name is Nate Lundy.
Burns.
Will there be a fat guy touchdown?
And Harmon.
No question about it. What are we learning here?
It's the Fox Fantasy Freaks.
I think this was pretty good, and I'd like to help America out with this one.
Listen to this place!
It's the Fox Fantasy Freaks. Nate Lundy, Peter Burns, and Michael Harmon.
There, you look like a child.
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Radio, it's the Fox Fantasy Freaks.
Guys, Joe Flacco is your new $120 million man in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
As man, you got to wait till the official start of everything for it all to be signed, sealed, and delivered, basically. But he is the $120 million man, as multiple sources have been able to say. Pulls in the deal. Frankly, it's correct. They paid him the way that they should have. It helped him, obviously. It helped the team. It's exactly what he needed to do. Sorry. I look, Joe Flacco's not my favorite person, but he deserved to get paid, and he got paid.
Yes. The bottom line is what the market will bear. Who else were you going to go sign during this period?
Okay.
How are you replacing him? It's all a matter of when your contract is up and you get that beautiful ability to go out and make your cash. And you know what? He bet on himself.
Straight cash.
Could have signed before last year. Could have taken the money. What'd he make? An estimated $25 to $30 million with the Super Bowl run. Not too shabby. Look at what their cap hit is based on his salary. They should still be able to get one or both of those top flight free agents stay in the fold.
But it is a little bit of a leverage thing. I'm not going to go on the other embrace debate part and say he definitely shouldn't make this money. But guys, didn't the Ravens have a little bit more leverage?
No.
Against Joe Flacco on it, because come on, how many guys are going to win a Super Bowl with their team, their love, their beloved? They go on the ticker tape parade, and then they're going to bounce because they don't get an extra $8-10 million.
Yes, that would have been fantastic. He could have spray painted his beard and gone all NWO.
I would have loved to have seen it. No. But if you're the Baltimore Ravens, you look at it, and I don't know if you had to pay the 100% king's ransom, and that's what it was—a poker game with Joe Flacco.
But think about it: if he'd gone with the newly rebuilt, re-energized Cleveland Browns organization, stayed in division,
okay? You think that would have changed everything for the? I'm not saying that the Ravens shouldn't have paid him. Absolutely, my gosh! If we don't give enough credit for Joe Flacco and what he did, and because we always rip players that we feel get contracts that they don't deserve.
I don't.
Well, we.
If someone's dumb enough to pay you top dollar based on what your agent's been able to put on a spreadsheet and do a PowerPoint presentation, and then you just say fine because your eyes are glazing over, that's on you.
But
that's an organizational problem.
The postseason that Joe Flacco had, absolutely 100%, no doubt about it, deserved it. Did it deserve $120 million?
Yes.
Yes.
Hell no.
Yes, he did. Because somebody would have paid him.
What the market will bear,
somebody would have paid him. Somebody would have paid him.
Yeah.
Somebody would have paid him the $120 million.
How badly does Kansas City need a quarterback? Bad enough to go get Alex Smith and give up two picks for it.
$120 million contract, they would have paid him.
How badly
I don't think they would have paid him.
How badly do the Jacksonville Jaguars need a quarterback?
What's the bottom line in the NFL? What do you need, Peter?
A quarterback, but to the tune of $120 million?
Yes.
No.
Ain't your money, Peter.
We're talking about a couple of dimes.
I thought you were going to say practice.
We're talking about practice. But we're talking about the fact that $120 million could have easily been done down to $110, $105 and restructured a little bit.
Yeah, but here's the thing that people
Because
forget.
What leverage? Listen, you talking about this leverage. Joe Flacco's not going to just go up there and go, won my ring and I left. He wouldn't do it. He absolutely wouldn't do it. And the Ravens, if the Ravens were sitting in this situation like the San Francisco 49ers, 15 draft picks, young team.
They're building a farm team.
Together.
It's not a draft this year. It's a farm team.
It's unbelievable.
Right.
Unbelievable how well their GM's doing over there.
But the thing about it is the part that you're forgetting, Peter, is that this benefited the Ravens as well.
Right.
Had they had to franchise tag him tomorrow,
okay,
which is when the deadline was. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern time is when they have to slap teams have to slap the franchise tag if they're going to at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Had they not done a deal by then, his cap hit would have been 19.5.
And you think he would have walked?
He would have hamstrung the team because that's another $12 million.
They now have $12 million more dollars to be able to play with by getting a deal done. So you might say, hey, It's 120 when he should have been closer to 105. Well, you're kind of looking at a wash there because the Ravens wound up saving themselves about $12 million in cap this year, which means they can go out and look at guys like Ed Reed if they want to bring him back. They can look at the, that's what the big deal was. They can go get Kruger. They can get McKinney. The free agents that Baltimore has, they now have the room to go sign as the year gets started. That's where the Ravens did get a benefit. Maybe the Ravens only wanted to do 100, but by going to 120, they've benefited themselves. And then here's the other piece I want to make sure people remember. When you see contracts like this, every single flipping contract in the NFL, I'm 95% of contracts like this never finish out.
Well,
this
are going to be redone. That's the bigger question, right? What's the guaranteed money when it all shakes out? What's he guaranteed to walk off with? I mean, we talked about Tom Brady and everybody wanted to give him the attaboy and pat him on the back. And yeah, it freed up some flexibility, but he guaranteed himself $27 million more on top of his mountain that he and Giselle.
Go ahead. Well, you're right. And go ahead and don't they have a moat at their house?
They do have
too?
A moat.
Yeah.
A moat.
I don't know if they're going to put gators or piranhas. I don't know that they've gotten that far in the planning. I don't think they sell them at the Home Depot.
Koi.
Koi. Like, koi piranhas.
Can you see him raising koi?
That would be fantastic.
Oh, my goodness.